What's up, Kraken Aces listeners? You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
It's not funny, dude.
Come on.
Wow, we're down bad. What are you going to do?
Come on.
Can't win them all.
Oh, my God. Look ridiculous. You have a fever?
I'm actually better, too. I'm better than I was, which is shocking.
I hope you have a fever.
Well, we did. The weekend was tough. I've been sick more in the past year than I have in the past 30 years.
Dude, that's been like, there's been like three storylines on this show. Jake's condo, Mintz never set up his monitors, and you're sick.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible. I mean, the kid's like he's the most adorable petri dish in the world. And it sucks because like once he starts to get the fever or like the sniffles, you know in like 4 days you're gonna get it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
And then he goes to daycare and it just never ends.
Mm-hmm. It's a cycle.
We have good news though, Smitty. At the top of the show, let's bang out some real quick good news. One, next week's Thanksgiving, and we have new merch dropping on Friday. That's Black Friday, so it'll be on sale. It's our new Barstool poker design. So it's not exactly Kraken Aces, but it's a cool, like, Barstool poker design. I don't want to give away exactly what it is, but I think it's maybe the coolest logo out of any brand at Barstool. I think it's awesome. I don't know if it's going to replace the Kraken Aces logo. I don't know. It's cool. We have two logos now. We have Kraken Aces and Barstool Poker. I think this t-shirt and hoodie that's dropping on Black Friday is super sick, super awesome. And it's not just like your like basic like black and red logo that every poker podcast and every poker brand uses. It's original. It's cool. I like it. I hope you guys listening are excited for it. So that's dropping on Friday, Black Friday. And then we'll also have the whole Cyber Monday thing. The sale at Barstool. If you're not familiar, we do a telethon for Cyber Monday and everything's on sale. So look out for that.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Jake looks nice.
It's everybody looks cold.
Jake always looks nice.
Why does everybody look so cold?
We don't have that New Jersey money like you do.
Mitty looks like he's just came out of a bunker.
I have.
So yes, Smitty's dying.
Bunker of death.
Mintz looks fine. Mintz, you look okay.
I don't know. I don't pull off the thug white boy look very well.
Oh, man, so you're just rocking a beanie. Maybe you're gonna go rob a bodega after. Who knows? That's what you do. You keep everyone on their toes.
I look fine. I just gave up on everything. And
you have your beard is getting quite thick, Nate.
I might never get rid of it.
Didn't we talk about last week? You trimming? You manscaping that shit?
Nope.
They sponsor?
Manscaped wants to sponsor us.
Who was the game time? Oh yeah, Phillips One Blade Norelco.
Yeah.
I think I said no. I took that sign down.
Jake, why do you look all good today? What's going on with you?
I don't know, man. I'm wearing a sweatshirt and this is my bedhead.
Must be nice.
full disclosure, the wife is at the doctor's right now, and the kid's asleep. So if the kid wakes up, I have to go get the kid.
That's fine.
So yep.
That's just being a good dad.
That's being a dad. Good as well.
You have one job, just keep the kid alive. That's it.
That's half true. I think there's more than that.
No, that's at the very least.
The very least, correct.
I'm enjoying my cup of Stella Blue coffee here in the office.
Oh, yeah.
What a company, man.
Company man. There you go. Man.
I'm gonna order some. I think it looks
it's cool. Good. I'm having the positive vibes light roast.
Okay, you like the light? I mean, that's the only one
that was in there.
I looked at the website this morning. I really like the coffee hat. I'm definitely getting that.
I'll click this and maybe Stella Blue will be our
Where's our sponsor?
Yeah. Or we'll get a retweet, Nate.
Be the first.
Shit, I just spilled Stella Blue.
Oh no.
There it is.
Oh, that was funny seeing that from like the POV.
Good win by Washington last night.
Congrats.
5-5, wild card, playoffs.
Oh yeah, cooking, baby.
You don't seem too. I mean,
whatever. Eagles had to lose at some point. I was so sick last night. I just like wanted the game to be over, regardless.
I have a take, Jake.
Yeah,
I think we've talked about this before. World Series of Poker Europe is the biggest joke of all time.
So
nobody cares about it.
Yeah, I would agree. Except the main event there got like 800 people, which is pretty good for that tournament.
763 people in the WSOP Europe main event. They're down to 17. Sean Deeb is in third.
Wow. I don't know. I feel like it's nobody really cares about it. That's coming from like an American point of view. So maybe in Europe they care more about it. I have no idea.
They got good numbers, I guess, turnout wise for the main. But tell me who won any other WSOP Europe.
No, of course. The coverage isn't anywhere close to as followed, I'm sure, as the summer.
The coverage is bad. I just don't feel like there's really any prestige behind it.
I'm just purely playing devil's advocate, but I don't think you draw the line at like, oh, there's no prestige in WSOP Europe, but like there's no prestige in any bracelet anymore. Like for most bracelets anymore, it's like, it's just a numbers game at this point.
I think there's still prestige in Vegas bracelets for sure. More than anything else.
I think that there's probably prestige in a small handful of events in Vegas. But I just mean like they're diluting the product. Like they're like, I can go win a bracelet online and I'm a bracelet winner. And
yeah. Yeah.
They're just going to keep doing this. And there's just going to be more and more bracelets. I mean, we've talked about it a million times. It's kind of a joke. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm a bracelet winner. And then you kind of get grilled. Like, yeah, people will have asked questions, but like, you basically, that's all you need to say. It's like, oh, I'm a bracelet winner. But like what, you won like a Pennsylvania $500,
hey,
170 field tournament. Like,
hey, I will not take that slander when the Ben Mintz's of the world had to travel all around the South for 30 plus years to get a circuit ring, and good old General Spank here is able to win a $109 tournament and have one for life. I think that's fair enough for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like...
But Jake, saying I want a bracelet is still prestige, or it still has a certain je ne sais quoi behind
to the general public, right?
Yes. I agree.
But like it's so fake. It's like this circuit ring that I won, and Smitty, tell me if you've experienced something similar. Like, you know, I won it. A month later, I get the ring delivered, and it's like all of a sudden like people care about how I'm doing in poker. You know, it's just trivial. Surface-level BS that justifies nothing. Like,
well, I mean, maybe for you, Jake, but I, for one, had a certain je ne sais quoi when I received mine. 0% chance to use that phrase in your history of life before, Nate.
I like having it, but I don't think I don't think there's value to it to me other than my dad knows that I won a something in poker, you know, like,
WSOP got really good at
testing,
that exact aspect of it, where people. Ben, what are you doing? Mince, can you hear us?
Mince, we can hear you, okay?
He's testing.
He can't hear us. He can't hear us.
Hey, Jesus Christ. Nate's throwing out French Revolution terms. Fucking Jake's bragging about how much his dad loves him because he has a ring. And then Mince is
just in the middle. Testing.
Yeah, testing.
I think WSOP is really good at exactly what you just said, Jake, is you say you want a ring, people care. Even though all you did was win, well, you won like the circuit main online, but like all you did was win a tournament. It could have been any tournament. They just
happened. I didn't even know it was a circuit until there were three people left.
Yeah, yeah. But it's still kind of cool to say you want a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know, it's hard to argue with that. That's hard. But back to WSOP Europe. It's not in a – I hear the location itself in Rozvodov is like a great place to play poker, but I think it's one of those places where like you're there and that's all you can do.
Wait a second. Where is it?
Rozvodov, Czech Republic.
That's not a real place.
I'm pretty sure it's the middle of nowhere.
It's right next to Narnia. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's the middle of nowhere. It's not a sexy place to go play and travel. It's not Las Vegas. But they're bringing in some solid sized fields, especially for the main event. So it's hard to argue with it.
Speaking of places to travel to play poker, this is the weekly shout out to Matt Savage, who wants us to talk more about the WPT segment of the week. Jake, win 10K, 15 mil guaranteed. Every day, a different online pro or different pro wins a package online and then gives it away to a poor person. So field is going to be very soft.
I'm still very confused. We need to bring Rampage on or somebody.
Supposed to talk about it.
Okay.
So basically what's happening, I'll say just a quick recap, and we don't know how this is actually happening, but it seems very above the, or not above the board, but like agreed upon across the poker world that nothing shady is going on, which is good. But basically WPT Global, which you cannot play in the United States, is running these tournament satellites to the 10K at the win, and all these American-based players are winning packages and then giving away the seat. And we're not really sure how it all works, but nobody seems upset that Americans keep winning it. And it's probably because like they're winning these packages and then going like, I'm having a raffle to give away the seat. Who is the worst poker player that follows me? You can have this seat. So I think all the pros are like, fine. I don't care that all these Americans are winning it because some sort of loophole or whatever, they're not keeping the seat themselves. I don't know. I don't understand it either.
Yeah, I don't know. But I do think that it's, I mean, it's great. It's going to be huge. I'm still planning on going. I haven't booked anything, but I'm not overly concerned with last minute travel plans.
I have one question. Is that a re-entry tournament or is it a freeze out?
Yes, it's a re-entry. There's three or four starting days, and I think you get one re-entry per day, but I'm not positive about that.
Okay. I figure with a 15 mil guaranteed, it couldn't be a freeze out. There was no way.
Yeah, but I think that I don't even know if you could classify that as capping re-entries because there's 4 days or 3 days. But I'm not sure. I'm not positive about the number of re-entries. It's capped in some way.
Here we go. The WPT World Championship features 3 day 1 flights on December 12th, 13th, and 14th that will culminate with the crowning of a champion on December 20th. Each of those starting days will include a freeze out format with players permitted a single entry per flight.
Okay. Wow. That's great then.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Three total.
Sounds like a hoop.
Three, maximum three entries. No re-entry if you bust a flight, though.
Yeah, that's.
I love that.
I think that's, I think that's how a tournament like this should be done.
Yeah. And that's our Matt Savage stop yelling at us for not talking about the WPT segment of the week.
Hey, Savage, if you want us to talk about your tournament, put us in the tournament and pay for the flights. That's how we'll talk about your tournament. We will blow your tournament consensually, figuratively, and realistically.
Realistically, yeah. Yeah. I've done worse for life.
We all have.
Yep. It's true, though.
It's very true.
Both parts.
There's look at all the content Mincy's going to get in San Antonio next weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to the Alamo and everything. Watch out. Get
a barbecue. And that's not even a real tournament.
It's the South Texas Poker Championship. $1 million guaranteed.
What's the North Texas Poker Championship?
Yeah, I want to play the whole Texas circuit.
Yeah.
Hey, man, the thing with Texas is they got a shit ton of money. So, you know, they can throw these $1 million guarantees down. I mean, that's pretty good. And I have no idea what I'm expecting going in because I've never played in the Texas card room. But I'm going to go eat some barbecue, maybe do some reviews to Chaps. I'm going to go to the Alamo, and I'm going to play some poker.
You're going to have a sugar weekend.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, it's slipping some on the weekends, but we're, you know, it's keep having to wake up on Monday morning pissed at myself for a couple of mistakes, and then I do good for a few days and I don't, but whatever. I'm playing, so my flight's Friday morning. I'm debating. I think I'm going to play the Friday 5 p.m. flight. I have two shells. I was thinking Friday 5 p.m. and if I brick Saturday 10 a.m. or I might do Saturday 10 a.m. and if I brick Saturday 5 p.m. So I'm on the fence on that. And then I'm going to play the 450 50K second Sunday if I'm out. But I'm looking forward to playing. I hadn't been to San Antonio in like 28, 29 years. So,
sheesh.
I mean, Mince, we all know you fly by the seat of your pants and you're wired all the time. But I mean, flying 6+ hours in a day, not counting travel, like to the airport, and then sitting down playing 8 hours of poker sounds like a death trap to me.
I did that.
Yeah,
I've done that in Vegas. It's like taking a 6:30 flight from here and gone directly to play. It's brutal.
Yeah, especially you're all jazzed up on the plane. Like I couldn't sleep if I was like going there.
I land at noon and the tournament's not till 5. So I was thinking I'd eat lunch and go maybe take a nap and then play.
Remember, I flew from Jackson Hole to Vegas and hopped right in the mystery bounty.
Couldn't even see straight. And when you played one hand, when we waited in line for 3 hours to then play one hand.
Yeah. At least you got it on video.
I still think I was correct where at that point, that $1,000 was better used at a blackjack table than sitting down in that tournament with 10 big blinds.
I mean, it was better used just literally lighting it on fire and getting out of line and going to get Sen.
Yeah, that was a mistake. Except you got it in good. You got it in ace king versus king queen firsthand.
Yeah, very briefly got it in good.
What I think he flopped the straight.
Yeah.
Yo, you waited in line for 3 hours to get it in.
Oh God.
Speaking of getting it, fucking I rest in peace, Owen. We miss you. Alan Kessler is the funniest Twitter follow of all time.
We got to get Kessler on this pod, Devin. I think the fan for the ratings and the clicks, I think it needs to happen.
I'm busy that week.
Yeah, I DM'd him. He doesn't know how to use Zoom. So he's like, can I call in? I was like, pick up your landline.
We got to get Kessler and you going at it on this pod. For the
clip. Yeah, just have him call in.
Any flip he loses, he thinks he's the most unlucky person in the world. He tweeted this. He busted some tournament. And he goes, this is pre-flop. He goes, I heroed with queens. And he lost the ace queen. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, how have you been playing poker for 40 years? And you tweet every lost flip and every lost 60-40. He cracks me up. He's like a goldfish. He doesn't even remember that he's been playing poker forever. He still thinks it's day one and a lost flip is like the end of the world for him. I think I'm an Alan Kessler guy at this point. Also, he berates people nonstop on Twitter. And remember when he berated Owen after he busted the main event? And Kessler was like, I didn't berate him. I've never berated anybody in my life. And all his entire Twitter is berating people. It's hysterical.
He's a gem. All right. Not sure if you can hear that in the background, but I got to go, boys. Sorry.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's
Jake. So you still got that Cherokee booked, right?
Sure do.
Mince wakes up in a cold sweat, hoping that you haven't canceled.
Well, I want to talk Jake. Any chance you could play the main Friday and you want to go to Atlanta to go to the SEC championship game?
Yeah, honestly, maybe.
That'd be fun.
I think that'd be a ton of fun.
Yeah, it'd be good. It'd be fun.
Like I said, I'm not poker secondary down there. I'm going there for just as an excuse. So like I'm down to.
It'll be good for you to warm up before the win main though. It's like, you know.
Yeah, I am interested. I mean, especially who do you think it's going to be? Is it going to be Georgia?
No, it's LSU Georgia. It's done.
Georgia LSU. Okay.
Sick. Yeah, it starts at 5:00 Eastern on that Saturday, but you play the main Friday. And still go to Atlanta for it's like a 2-hour drive, I think.
All right, good to know. Yeah, I mean, I'll have a better idea probably like leading.
Yeah, that'll be last minute. I'm still trying to work that trip into it. I know we hadn't got to play as much the last 3 months, but like, man, I'm really excited about San Antonio and Cherokee, and I'm not going to try that. I feel like I got to build up, like I've said on here several times. I need to grind through the minors before I'm playing like the super majors again. But next year, like, there's going to be. I need to figure out how to. You know, I don't know if it's blogs or videos or what the best way to you know, do the poker comeback is, but it's going to be a real thing, and I'll be able to contribute a lot of content to this thing. I'm going to be playing a lot.
I have a little idea for you that I'll pitch to you after that you might be interested in, but
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
I want to do a pin, LeBaron's Baton Rouge and Ameristar Vicksburg at poker rooms. I'm going to try to do like some Stoolie meetup games at them too. I think we can get some people out.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of goes hand in hand with the whole, what we've been saying with Barstool Poker, like people will show up if you are.
I think it's kind of one of those things. Barstool is like this all the time. If you build it, they will come. Like, I'm just going to go do it and show that people care. And, you know, hopefully that'll help us.
I mean, really good guarantees on these Cherokee tournaments. They have 4 flights of a $500K guaranteed the opening weekend for a $400 tournament, which is bananas. And then they have the Monster Stack, which is also a $500K guaranteed for a $400 buy-in, which is...
We got 2,300 people last time on a Tuesday and Wednesday when I went and played the last...
A lot of these circuit events, main events, have like $400K guaranteed or $500K guaranteed. The Cherokee one is a mil guaranteed. So
yeah, and it'll probably blow through it.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, the last one got over 1,300 people. Like I said, the Cherokee, it reminds me of like back in the day, 05, when like Tunica and the South stuff was so big. But it's kind of once you go once and you see how like it's a pleasant place to be in the mountains and the poker's great and soft. And it's one of those like you realize you're like, man, this one's awesome. That's why I'm always talking about it. I mean, I'm going to try to go every time if I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I know I haven't been there before, but even just booking accommodations and the flight was really cheap from Newark. So yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe it'll become
I know they have at least a good 5-10 and up live cash during it too.
I'm not gonna play that.
I know you're not. You're just gonna go play. You're gonna play a tournament or go hiking.
Exactly.
Maybe go see the SEC. Dude, hey, Jake, be some fun content, me and you at the SEC Championship. That would be cool.
Listen, I'm following you, Mincy. You're the king of the South. I'm gonna I'm just there for the show.
We as always put up a DM. No, wow, I put up a Instagram story saying, "Do you have any questions for the show this week?" It's a slow time in poker. It's kind of like off season ish. It's coming up on Thanksgiving and. As I said, nobody really cares about WSUP Europe, except Deeb is in third place right now. So that's something worth keeping an eye on. Timothy Adams, I think, is still in as well, who I think follows us. Maybe I've been confused with somebody else. So I always root for people who follow us. So good luck to them.
It'll be fun. to get Dave on when he gets back to talk about it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad. Some questions. We have a lot of questions. Wow, people question hungry today. Let's go. Does GTO really help? I don't know. Jason Kuhn plays GTO and he wins a lot of money. So I'm going to say, yes, it does. I know Chance wrote a article saying it helps, but it's not everything. I think that's fair as well. You know, reading people and game flow and live reads definitely don't get calculated into GTO, but I think it would, anybody besides Phil Hellmuth who is like, GTO doesn't help, I think you're fooling yourself. It's math is math for a reason, because it adds up. So I'd say, yeah.
I mean, my two cents would be that you're never going to be playing GTO.
Yeah, but understanding it helps.
So learning fundamentals is always going to be like a solid way to start, and then developing a very solid like game plan, like a theoretical game plan, and starting pretty simple, and then continuing to learn more about the game tree and complex decisions. That's only going to help you until you inevitably run into a point where it becomes too complicated, and then you try to find a balance between that and kind of some exploits that you can make. Exploitative poker is very much alive and thriving, but having some solid game theory, a solid game theory background is only going to help you.
Good answer, Jake. This question is from Austin. Will we be seeing Ben this week in San Antonio? Yes. And then a second question. I would like to hear Jake's perspective on relationships and poker. I think he means like juggling the old ball and chain with playing poker. I think you have a little different lifestyle than your prototypical like professional, because you have such a comfortable home life and you don't travel the circuit and you're not out there chasing milestones and chasing the bracelets. You're just
basically
working a job from home.
Yeah, that is true. But I don't know, I would say that a lot of the things that I like decided that I wanted from poker happened before I was in a relationship. It wasn't like I got in a relationship and I was like, oh, I'm gonna like make sure that I create time for this and like don't, like I basically decided for my own reasons, I don't know how long ago, probably 6 years ago or something, like here's what I like from poker, here's what I don't like from poker. Unsurprisingly, live cash is something that I do not like. And then it was much easier to kind of fall into something and balance that. But like I have plenty of friends that are not that way, and some people manage it better than others. But I would say it's if you're like playing a lot of live and you're playing and you're traveling a lot, it's pretty hard to balance. Definitely not impossible. You just have to make time for it. Like you just have to, it's probably a little bit, you just have to focus on that a little bit more than someone that like me, who is mostly just playing online. Like I'm home a lot of the time. My traveling is not really poker traveling anymore. And so I'm able to kind of carve out a bunch of time for, things that are important to me. One of which is my relationship.
I also think, based on what you see on Instagram, the baller poker lifestyle is very exaggerated. There's a very few amount of people who have, who are going out to the clubs and all the fancy dinners and this and that. If you want to be a professional poker player, you have to be studying, you have to be on a schedule, you have to be focused.
Okay, Ben CB.
Yeah, well, yeah, Jesus. But
was funny. That was so, dude, we got to get that Will on here soon, man.
That Jake has to book him.
I'll get him on. He'll definitely come on.
We got to get him on.
I know what you're saying, though. I don't necessarily. I'm kind of following the middle there. Like when you're young, you party. Like you just you tend to just be more social when you're in your early mid 20s. That's definitely not everybody. Some people that continues. Some people are never social in their early mid 20s and continue to not be social. So it's really just a personality thing. But yeah, like like you can't be reckless with with your you know, lifestyle. That's, if you're a professional gambler, like that's tends to be a dangerous way to
if you're in a relationship and you're a poker player, you can't be like, this is what I think poker players are supposed to do, and like go live some lavish, reckless lifestyle. One, that's how a lot of people go broke. And two, you're just motherfucking your relationship for some made up idealistic lifestyle that you think a poker player is supposed to live, instead of doing what's best for your health and happiness and relationship. So don't fall into that. It's very easy to fall into that trap. Like, let's say you have a great session or bink a big tournament. You don't all of a sudden become this overnight baller. Like, that money can be gone in an instant.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And, I feel weird generalizing like other relationships, but like if your relationship is based on a lot of that, like if you win tournament or you're doing really well and your relationship kind of is born out of this clubbing lifestyle or kind of like materialistic way of living, that's, I think that's a lot harder to make that succeed. But I mean, I know people that in poker that are very similar to me. I know people that are completely different. Some relationships work, others don't. Like I've seen people make it work in a bunch of different scenarios, and relationships fail in any scenario. So there's no like one way to go about it.
Good answer. Good answer.
It's a good question.
This is a quick one from Cooper. Cooper, you know the answer to this. You've been listening for a while, but we'll read it anyway. Just, it's always fun to answer. If you live in a state where online poker is not legal, is ACR better than nothing, or should you still not touch it? Well, as the number one hypocrite in the world when it comes to this topic, the correct answer is stay away from it. Now, people like me who just want to battle in the tournament streets every once in a while, you know, I think it's better than nothing because I want to get my poker playing fix. But, you know, we've been saying it for years, you know, nothing. If you put money on one of these not regulated sites, you can get fucked. You can lose all your money overnight. And there's no regulation from the U.S. government that's going to do shit about it. We can compare it to FTX right now. There's people out a ton of money, you know. ACR runs on Bitcoin. ACR's main way of depositing and withdrawal is Bitcoin. You can be fucked tomorrow. If Bitcoin goes down to zero and you have money on ACR, you're done. You know, you're cooked. So ACR has bots. They have cheating rings, this and that. An $11 tournament on ACR is harder than a 1K live at WSOP. If you want to get better at poker and you're studying and you need to get hands in, it's better than nothing. But we can't give it our backing. We can't give it our guarantee. I'm not even allowed to stream on it. I was told I'm not allowed to stream on ACR because it's an offshore unregulated site. But if you want to toss, you know, $100 on it, play on a Sunday or whatever, you know, if you can afford to lose $100, if you can afford to lose $1,000, whatever you're comfortable with losing.
That's, I mean, can't really say, like, I don't know what we can say here or not, so I'll be careful, but there are other unregulated sites you can play on that ACR that I like more too. But I don't want to say.
Yeah. And do your own research, blah, 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 blah. Ask around, feel comfortable, but just remember that your money can go up in smoke, or you can be getting cheated, or all those other possibilities. We're not saying it's going to happen, but just be aware.
I also would say I feel more comfortable playing multi-table tournaments with hundreds of people than cash games on the unregulated sites too. But maybe that's just me.
I don't know. I just play tournaments because I'm a tournament player and I like battling.
Yeah, same, but just in general.
It is wild to me, man. I'll play like a $55 tournament on ACR, and I'm not saying it's like super tough, but almost everybody plays, especially like when you get into the money in these because of the unlimited reentry and all that, man, these things can play tough. Like a $55 tournament is tougher on ACR than anything I played this last summer at the World Series of Poker. Like it, and it's by a wide margin. It's just people play way better online on ACR than anybody's ever played live. I would guess like a live 5K is at WSOP could be similar to like a 215 on ACR. It's just once you get in the money in those with everybody with all the reentry, it gets tougher. We can't all be ape styles and just win everything.
Great.
This is from our friend DCH Limper. He chopped a tournament for 14K, and now he's going to chop the Hard Rock 400, $1 million guaranteed this weekend. That's a good tournament. If you're in,
let's go.
I don't know if that's Florida or Vegas. Hard Rock $400, $1 million guaranteed.
I guess
that's
Florida.
That's Florida. They have a WPT there maybe next weekend.
Sick. Another shout out for Matt Savage. Not really a question, just calling my shot. All right. Well, we'll follow up that. Wow, yeah. This is a long
one. That's not how it goes.
Holy shit. Charlie just sent a very long question. This is a question for Jake, I guess. I'm a mid-stakes grinder with some moderate success and have been coaching a pretty poor player for the last year or so. His game has come a long way. The latest was a satellite. He won into a 1K and he had a deep run in that. Oh my God. What the fuck is this question? Any advice for dealing with my student having more success than I am?
Raise your rates.
That's a funny question. I don't know. Yeah. He's playing poker tournaments. Sounds like a good problem to have.
Do a CFP. Get a piece of him for coaching.
Oh, I would assume that he would anyway, right? No.
Yeah, it depends on the deal. I mean, he probably just charges him per hour.
Shout out to Charlie.
It sounds like his coaching is really working, so he should be charging.
Coach me, brother.
There's this HCL poker scandal Twitter account.
Yeah,
that is entertaining, but also kind of insane sounding.
Yeah, Hustler Casino.
I do feel like we have to mention that.
The whole Danny saga, that's kind of done. I don't think we're ever going to get a resolution of that. But now there's allegations that Nick Fertucci is involved in a big cheating scandal. They're gathering evidence. I don't know if this is going to pick up steam. See, this is the issue, is everybody's already like just kind of burnt out of cheating. Like we have to wait to care. We need like 6 months in between cheating scandals. I can't muster up the energy. So now would be a good time to cheat. If you're in the cheat game, now would be a good time. Everybody's too tired from the last one. You have until the end of the year to cheat until I care again. I'll care again in like January. So if you're a cheater, go get them.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. I don't even follow Prahlad Freeman, but he showed up on my
OG.
Feed.
He's such an OG.
Yeah, but and it's weird because like he is an OG and he's very much I think he's played in like massive private live games for a while now. So like, you know, you want to like hear his insight because he has experience, but then he also kind of sounds like a crazy person. So it's hard to, it's like, I'm interested, but I'm not interested in like pure speculation, which is all this really is. They like put together something about, you know, some signaling going on. I can't wrap my head around that or get on board with that.
I don't know. Would I feel comfortable playing the Hustler game right now? No. Yes. I don't know. Probably not. I just feel like there's been zero answers for anything.
Yeah. I mean, like, I would feel comfortable, but I just personally wouldn't want to until like they like have a statement or like come out with the end of the investigation, like the results of it. If I had to assign a percentage, I would think it's probably like extremely low percentage that there's any cheating going on in the current
game. Like at all?
No. In the current games.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But previously.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely higher, but I still just out of principle, I think that it would be silly to play in it.
It's kind of like, it just seems there's too much out there that signals cheating for me to ever be able to not be paranoid that, let's say I played that game, that I was being cheated. I would just always have that in the back of my head that it would just always feel off. And then you can't play your A game if you feel like something's off. And it also seems like, let's say there was cheating, they kind of looked around. It was like, well, what are people going to do about it? Nothing. That's every poker cheating scandal. Nothing ever really happens to any of the people. Nobody has to return money. Nobody goes to jail. This goes Russ Hamilton. This goes Full Tilt. This goes Possel. This goes like any cheating scandal, life just goes on. And then we just have another cheating scandal in poker. Nothing actually changes. Nothing. We don't learn anything. I don't know. It kind of keeps poker like the Wild West days where you could get, you know, shot in the back of a saloon. It just keeps it interesting.
Yeah, I guess, as long as you're not a victim of any of this bullshit.
Yeah, maybe that's kind of the common denominator of poker. Is it's supposed to be a game where you're supposed to try to cheat to get an edge. I'm just spitballing. We had another question come in while I was talking. Let's answer it sight unseen. I think Mincy should answer it sight unseen. Yeah. Great, great question from Sean. How do I win the WSOP circuit main event this weekend? Go.
In person?
Yeah.
No,
Mincy has to answer.
Oh.
The three Mincy tricks to winning the circuit main this weekend.
First thing, I think show up on time, because I think it makes a big, big difference, especially in this day and age now, big blind Annie's early. Even if you get from like 30K to 40K early, it sets your tone at the table and you get like that psychological edge on people. And I think that that's like more important in this day and age, because once you do that, you can kind of run it. Let's see, other keys to win. Caching's not that big a deal. Like, if you're playing to win, you gotta, like, if you bust on the bubble, you bust on the bubble. Don't knit it up and cost yourself spots when you can accumulate to try to win 2,500 or 3K for caching. If you're really trying to win, you have to exploit, you know, situations that other people aren't. And I would, you know, I guess open less and 3-bet more, maybe, I would say, when bonds are higher.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah,
be aggressive.
But you know, also just like nowadays, just like don't spew. I don't know. I feel like you can pick on some stack sizes with 3-bets. It's going to work more with a tighter image than just like opening super wide all the time.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Where's the circuit event?
I think Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe it's in Hammond, Chicago.
I went to that once.
I did too.
10 years ago.
I was at that one too, 2012.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, so, never mind. 2011.
That's what's crazy is this circuit event, it is Chicago. They have three starting flights for the 1700 main, and it's 500,000 guaranteed. And this is outside of a major city of Chicago. And then Cherokee, which is just in the mountains, is 1700, $1 million guaranteed. That's nuts to me.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's the biggest they do, right? Is a mil guaranteed for the circuit mains. Like, they don't go.
I have no idea.
I think so. Hit me that I didn't even think about this, Nate, till you brought up Chicago. But with us getting that Chicago office, I may try to start firing that Chicago circuit main to go and just going by the office and make it. That might have to happen in the next year or two. It literally just hit me.
Yeah.
Why not? You know.
Yeah, Chicago office coming next spring, I believe.
Everybody I'm talking to here is like, everybody. I keep hearing people are moving in June and July.
Oh, okay. So not till next football season.
Yeah, I think they're still figuring it out and building it out. I don't know all the details, but like a lot of people in the office, I keep hearing like, "Oh, when are you moving?" People are like, "Oh, June or July." So I think summer will be the transition period, and it'll be by next fall.
Man, time flies.
I'm on the T-minus countdown here for me. I think we're at about 4 weeks.
4 weeks till.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is. It is very exciting. There's no. This has been great, and it's been great. But I'm ready to be able to actually save some money and not be just getting by like everybody is up here, not named our top people.
Are you not going to miss city life?
I mean, I feel like there's enough to do in New Orleans where it's not like a small town. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on there. So, no.
Yes.
In a word, no. I'm not going to miss it at all.
You're not going to miss the Big Apple?
You're a Southern boy.
Yeah, I got to go back to where, you know, and there's going to be plenty going on. And y'all know I'll be on the road all the time anyway. I'm looking forward to the Texas poker thing, though. Like being a NOLA, this Texas thing's a lot of fun. You know, Dallas and San Antonio and the Oklahoma stuff, well, all those million-dollar prize pools and stuff, I'm going to have my eyes on a lot of those.
Yeah, you're not going to be familiar.
And then Borgata has a big live thing kicking off this coming up weekend. Someone on Twitter, Kyle, asked if anybody from our crew is going to Borgata this weekend. I don't believe so, but
sure. Jake's doing one in early January, though, right?
The big one. Yeah, they have like a warm up thing this weekend.
Yeah, I don't have a plan to go, but who knows? Maybe I'll do it like last second.
Really? You got the itch?
Not really.
I just wish Bitcoin went up instead of down. Because if it went up.
I don't think it's going to go up dramatically anytime soon.
Why not?
I mean, you know why not.
Why not? Why can't it just go up?
It's holding pretty strong for... Given what happened,
I don't care about this FTX guy. I just want everybody to buy Bitcoin so I can play more poker tournaments because right now it's too low and I just need it to go the other way. Or again, I'm still looking for that stock tip just to double my money by the main event. Or no, not even by the main, by the beginning of World Series of Poker. I just need like a quick 50K real quick. So if anybody has a stock tip, to get me a quick 50K, hit me up. Also, we have new merch dropping Black Friday. I think everybody will like it a lot.
Awesome.
I'll have to get some.
Yeah, it looks cool. We got t-shirts and hoodies. Only one design, keeping it simple, but in t-shirt and hoodie, which I think it looks great.
Why don't we get hats that just say poker?
I wouldn't hate that. And next week, Thanksgiving. You guys want to record on Tuesday?
Sure. Yeah, especially if I do something in San Antonio worth talking about.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Either way, we should get a recap.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was the first time playing in a Texas card, you know. I feel like
I want to hear how that goes.
I'll fly back Monday night too, so Tuesday will be fine.
Perfect. Perfect.
Unless I'm at the final tables. Streamed Monday at like 5 p.m. if I make it. That would be God, be a fun one to make.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't fly back Monday night. Hopefully we fly there on Monday morning.
I've gone on a bunch of poker heaters in my life, and usually it's like a process. Like it's not like you just hit the first one. Like I can see myself like making a run and cash.
Hey, you never know.
It's a tournament, man.
No, you never know, but usually like I'll start making runs when I play a good bit and then I bank is like how it works. And I've got it set up to where I'm going to be playing a lot. I mean, it's got San Antonio, Cherokee. I got a Shreveport event, Beauvoir, Biloxi, and maybe World Series in Tunica. All that's by the end of January. So, like I said, I'm stoked. I mean, I'm really about to be playing a lot. So, it's going to be good.
If you final table Texas, I'll fly down there and be on your rail for the stream.
5 p.m.? Okay. That's been decreed. Okay.
Yeah. That. Well, you're going to pay for the flight, but – I'll be there.
It's my backers' money. I'm playing. Yeah, okay, and I'm makeup.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. That's episode 160. I don't know. 164. 164. 163.
Yeah. 5. I think.
5.
think it's five.
165. Make sure to catch up on the previous 164 episodes. Look out for merch. Support our sponsors. Look out for Ben Mintz down in Texas. I don't know. Buy Bitcoin. Send me money on ACR.
Make it. Make Nate rich in any way possible.
I can't deposit anymore.
Hold on. Mintz, stay on for a sec.
Okay, I will.
All right, that's the whole episode. Be safe. Jake, say something so I can end the episode with you saying something.
Everyone have a fantastic week.
Ugh.
Remember the Alamo.
Yeah.
Remember the Alamo.